Town Board will come to order February 24th, 2026 at 7 o'clock. If you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Somebody's good. Okay, thank you for being here tonight. Just to go over a couple of items before we get started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may continue two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take all private conversations outside. And you're welcome to use that area right out there or the lobby right behind you. The door will be open. And I'll leave the rest of that for all of you to look at. All of the members are present tonight except for Kimberly Swartzland, the chair, who is excused. Do we have county introductions?
Yeah, Steve DeMarin, Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department.
And I believe Blanco's here. By the way, she'll be in later. And one other thing, before we get started, the way this works is that I will read the item into the record, which is being recorded. So we would ask that when you come up to speak, that you use the microphone up here so the recorder picks it all up, and you can listen to it in a few days. The applicant or the representative will come forward, and they will give us their presentation. And they have the viewer there if they want to put something up on the board. After that's done, I will open up to the public, and if anybody is here to speak on that item, that will be your opportunity to come up and speak. Please direct your comments to the board, not to the audience or anything like that. Once that's done, I will close it to the public, and I will allow the applicant or their representative to answer any of the questions that any of you all brought up. Once it's closed to the public, that's it. Okay, so if you have something to say, be sure you get it all in your 3 minutes that you have to discuss it, okay? The public comment. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anyone have anything they'd like to say now? Or how the meeting runs? Okay. And we have a motion for approval of the minutes for February 10, 2026.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes for February 10, 2026.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the minutes of February 10th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for tonight, February 24th, 2026. Any holds or deletions?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the agenda for tonight, February 24th, 2026, with the holding of item number 6, WS260042, Coloso LLC, to the March 31st, 2026 meeting.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight with the hold on item WS260042, Colosso LLC. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Are there any informational items? I guess not. Okay. Then we will move on to planning and zoning. First item, VS260031, Atrium Holdings LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Paradise Road, located between Flamingo and Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. I think it's on. You're good?
Yeah.
All right. I'm Greg Borgel, 3747 Heritage Avenue, here on the matter of, as listed as item one on your agenda. And I distributed it separately to the board because the scale of the exhibits doesn't permit all the detail to be shown, but I will present it to the public. We are here for a realignment in part, a minor realignment in part, of Paradise Road north of Flamingo. And the specific request that originated this was responsive to the desire by the staff to have a detached sidewalk on portions of Paradise Road, which are otherwise not accommodating the request. Moving to page two, which has a little more detail, as you can see, the proposed vacation affects the area shown basically north of Flamingo, or the alignment of Flamingo. But there is a tiny part that extends past the nominal alignment of Paradise at Flamingo, with the result that the application facilitates, in the end, the county-approved construction project on Flamingo, or on Paradise rather, at the approximate Flamingo location. And the staff has recommended approval. The applicant has accepted all of the staff's, if approved, conditions. And the bottom line is that this will enable the detached sidewalk, which is a county preference in these areas, and will facilitate the ultimate build out of the replacement project that is proposed for the site, but which is not technically a subject before you tonight. And I don't suppose I have much more to say.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there are no comments, I would make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be collecting the exhibits so that I can use them at the Planning Commission.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number two, UC 260059, Placente Thomas and Andrea. Use permit for communications tower, waiver of development standards for alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for proposed communication tower on 0.10 acres in a RS5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located on the north of Billman Avenue and west of Sand Hill within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Vice Chair.
Board members, I'm Tracy Klein, 4850 West Aquino Road in Las Vegas, here for the applicant. Mr. Vice Chair, this project is not by Verizon, but it is for them. Verizon is kind of trying to get out of the business of owning towers. They partnered with this tower company to build the tower and be their anchor tenant. I'll give you a little background on how we came to this location. This first map is the Verizon engineers give us coordinates. This is where I'd really like to have the tower. And where we ended up, as you can see, is a few feet away. The existing Verizon sites that are in the area are shown here in orange. And this is what I do when I get these coordinates, is I look at where the Verizon sites are. That tells me if I need to move around.
Excuse me a minute.
Yes, sir.
Could we take the conversation, excuse me, in the back? Could you take the conversation outside?
I couldn't hear.
No. Well, you couldn't hear because you were talking. If you want to talk together, go out in the lobby, please. Okay? Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I look at where the existing sites are just to know kind of where I can move around without getting too close to an existing site. And then I add to that the other cell company towers, because Verizon could go on any tower. And as you can see, everybody is here on Tropicana or up on Domingo, McLeod, in these outlying commercial areas. And the next thing I look at is simply the zoning map. Where, from a zoning perspective, could I possibly put this tower? And of course, the yellow is residential. This PF is the elementary school. There's some commercial professional here. This is an undeveloped lot.
And that's Woodbury Middle School.
Pardon?
I think that's Woodbury Middle School.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Okay. And this is the Metro substation and I think Harmony Park. Mm-hmm. Now, what this map doesn't show you is there's actually the Seventh-day Adventist Church is here.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's zone residential, I mean, that is the natural first place to go. And I did talk to the church. They were interested. But they wanted a contractual assurance that no one would ever be there doing any work on their Sabbath. And we couldn't give them that assurance.
Right.
So I started looking then at the other options. As you all have probably heard before, the school district doesn't do it. It's never been an option, unfortunately. And probably wouldn't work in an elementary school anyway. These commercial properties here, they're just too small. There's really not even enough parking, it seems to be, on this parcel. But they don't have any room. And then this parcel here, it was actually for sale at the time. But I did not contact this owner. I felt like it was going to be too close to these houses. The Metro Police Station and the park, they're on an RMP patent, and they're deed restricted by the owners of that not going on. So I really am not left with any great choices. So I start to look, are there any residential parcels that are large enough and situated where we can still meet setback? And that's how I reached out to Mr. and Mrs. DeCenti about this particular location. I sent out 79 letters to the closest neighbors, offering them the opportunity to go online and take a survey. They could look at the plans, they could see the location, and state whether or not they approved it, et cetera, et cetera. I only had 5 people respond to that survey. And these 2 yellow dots were owners who objected to the project. The blue are owners who supported it. The 5th respondent didn't give me an address, so I couldn't plot them. These 2 just felt like there was a need for a better service. And these folks felt like their service was fine and objected to it. potential health effects. I really think that really this spot is the only place in this area where we can go, and we do miraculously meet setbacks, except for just being too close to the west residential property, which happens to be the same owner. So he's obviously doesn't have a problem with it. So, and the design that we've proposed for the tower is sort of like what you're seeing done in Summerlin. And frankly, that is my personal choice. I think it is the best kind of stealth tower. The fake trees, they just don't stand up to the temperature variations of the wind here. And I was at Terminal 3 yesterday, as I came out, and I see the monopine on Russell. I was like, that thing doesn't have a needle left on it. It looks horrible. This will not have that problem. And the reason they get in that condition is for reasons I explained. And they're extremely expensive to rebranch. It's like $150,000. So the companies will not do it until they absolutely have to. And those needles, they're not like your normal ones. They're plastic. And it's just not good. For a single carrier tower with monopole, I think it's a great design. When you start adding additional tenants, they just look really bad. So I think we can do this and hide all the antennas. We'll paint it a desert color, and I think it will be a good design. Thank you.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. What I wanted to ask you, what area is that pole going to cover? How much? How much area is that pole going to cover?
Well, it'll cover.
Because I know you do a radius around the pole.
It will fill in at least a quarter of a mile. Mm-hmm. Probably more like half a mile. Because what's happened is you've got those surrounding sites, and they've become congested, and they're trying to offload. That's what the site is trying to do.
Yeah, I know, because the cell tower service in that particular part, all the way to Desert Inn, is horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know when I was out there, I couldn't even load a Google map on my phone.
Right.
Yeah. So I was kind of surprised when folks said their in-building coverage was good. And that may be just because they're on Wi-Fi and, mm-hmm. and may not realize it.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything? Any questions?
No. I just wish they'd become more attractive. Okay, I just wish there was some way that they could be less intrusive. I get that they got to be there, but maybe someday.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Do you go on to the Board of County Commissioners on the 18th of March?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'm going to collect the trash.
Right on it.
Okay, item number 3, UC 260063, Mahali Hamid, I may have just butchered that name, use permit for outdoor storage, waivers of development standards for the following: reduce and eliminate street landscaping, reduce and eliminate landscape buffering and screening, eliminate access gate setbacks, and 4 alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for proposed outdoor storage facility on 0.65 acres in an IP industrial park zone generally located on the south of Desert Inn and east of Sand Hill within Paradise.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know I have to get the copy for everybody.
That's all right.
Okay.
You can put it on here.
Okay.
Could you give us your name, please, and your address?
Okay.
You need the microphone as well, sir.
No, I didn't.
You need this microphone here.
Okay.
Because we have the recording.
Okay, this is the situation.
Before you start, I need your first and last name, please.
I have been to this continent for 51 years. Okay.
That's fine. We still need your name and your address.
Yeah, we still need
record.
Your name and...
Yeah, my name is Hamid Reza Tajalli. I've been to this country for 51 years, and I've been car dealer for 50 years.
Okay, what's your address?
Address is 7844, is house or the business?
Whichever one you want to use.
Okay, the address, my house is 7844 Desert Bell Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128. The business is...
Should the secretary get all that? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, the business is, what is that? 3909 East Desert Hill Road.
Okay.
And I said, I retired after 50 years in car business. Mm-hmm. So, is because I still have some connection with the bank. They call me, they had a couple of cars, reposition, blah, 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 you know. And I purchased those cars, parked by my house. The homeowner associate, they said, no, no, you know, you cannot park the 2-3 cars by your house. So I ended up come by this land. This land to just park my car. And just parking the car, it don't cost me so much money, but this is the law to this country, we have to respect it. So that's it, this is my case. They said there's a landscape, it was pre-existing, gate was pre-existing, there is a this building, this sign belonged to Lamar Advertising, it was for a long, long time, and I tried to keep it nice and clean and just park in my own car.
Is that it?
That's it.
Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public and open it to the board. So, go ahead. Go right ahead.
I'm looking at an aerial view. You said you've got a couple of cars that you park in there. Looks to me like 50 or 60.
Depends when I had those old cars. Because I don't do the retail anymore, I just take it to auction, try to get rid of it. So, if you satellite, you have the picture. Uh-huh. Some of that car is already gone. Some of that go, I said, to the tax season, going to auction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a wholesaler?
I'm wholesaler.
Okay. How many cars do you usually, how many would be in there usually?
Depends. Before was like 20, 30 cars. But right now, I said, because I'm not, retired, and I try to get rid of those cars.
Okay. I have a couple of concerns about some of the waivers that you're looking for. Why you have to, I mean, you got a lot of waivers here that you're looking at. Like landscaping, why aren't you doing that? Why can't you do that? Those kinds of things, I think that if you have a couple of cars, I mean, wholesalers usually have two or three drivers at a time picking up cars.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have two or three cars lined up on the street to get in.
Yes.
So now you're causing some congestion at that intersection, or the intersection with your entrances.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of concerned about the situation.
So I just retired this year, so I couldn't, because I had, one time I had 90 cars in my inventory,
uh-huh.
But 90 cars probably right now is 20 cars.
But as a wholesaler, a lot of times,
you'll
run cars all at the same time.
I have to take, two, three cars every week to auction to get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
just sticking to brass tacks with the waivers that you're requesting, why are you requesting these waivers in the first place? So if we're looking at landscaping, we're looking at non-decorative walls, can you give me some background on why you're requesting these waivers instead of just meeting code?
The landscaping was already been there, and I bought the, I don't know what they call the old grandpa law, something like that. They said, you know, this is acceptable to waive. But even the, and another problem I had, because I have a picture, is there is an alley belonging to the county, and that alley is full of homeless.
Okay.
Every day I was coming to work, something missing in my cars. You know, no gas there, no radio there. They told me I have to put the fence and cover it. But I said, if I put the fence and cover the fence, maybe the next time I come, there is no engine in the car. Because sometimes I've seen the people come staying there and using drugs. When I called the police, they didn't show up. So that is the reason I said, you know, let me not cover it, let me visible to little protect myself, those people doesn't do this thing. And I said, I brought some picture, I'm glad to show you guys. They drop the trash and they do everything.
So you're not able to meet these development standards because you want it to be completely open? Because
yeah,
of something that might
open,
happen?
Yeah. There is another reason that has to be open, because the Lamar advertising has to come inside to change their sign. You know, there's only way they can come in.
Right.
Yeah. So I have to go.
Okay. So I understand it's just a lot. It's just a lot where you're keeping your cars. Is there a relationship between your lot and the car dealership directly next door? Is there a fence separating you guys?
There is no fence. As a matter of fact, because my license was from other lot, and I had like 40 years lease with them.
Okay.
And right now they lease it to another dealer. Another dealer next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those car is not mine.
But there's no fence or anything.
There's
nothing
there
separating
no
your
fence.
Property from that.
Yeah. I told them it's okay with me, you know. So I didn't put a fence.
So the cars that are sitting there right now, mm-hmm. in the corner of that lot,
yeah.
they belong to that car dealer?
The sitting on this lot, no. The sitting the lot next to it, it belongs to another dealer.
Okay, so those cars that are sitting on the lot that is in question are yours?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, the whole reason that this whole thing got started is because somebody doesn't like what you're doing, and code enforcement got involved. And so you had to get a use permit. And so that means you need to bring it up to code.
Yes.
And all these waivers are not going to fly for this property.
Sure.
Now you're going to have to do it the right way. The landscaping that you have there is not in accordance with what is required given our drought tolerant plans.
Yes.
And it's amazing that it's taken this long for them to catch up with it, but they have. I don't even know where to start. On your waiver for the geometrics, there is no way that you can waive those geometrics on a driveway. You're talking about entry off of Desert Inn. The speed limit on Desert Inn is 45 miles an hour. I can tell you they do 55 and 60 at a minimum on that highway, okay?
Yes.
And I can tell you that it's dangerous. In fact, the other weekend, I was on Desert Inn, and there was one of these paratransits dropping off someone at the mission that's on the other side of the interstate from you, other side of 11. and I got stuck behind that thing, and I just knew I was going to get rear-ended. Because they come right up and they don't realize anybody has stopped until the last minute, and then they're crashing into each other. Yeah. So you can't just wave those geometrics like that. It's dangerous, and someone is going to get killed on that. Okay? The other thing is that you were concerned about the security on your lot, and that property on the other side of the fence from you belongs to NDOT. Mm-hmm. Because it's part of the interstate system. And yes, you do have a homeless problem down in there.
Yeah.
All the time. Right now it's kind of clear.
Is it okay I show you some picture about the problem I have with all those homeless?
So, if you're worried about security, the chain link fence you got up there is not going to do any good. You need a wall. Mm-hmm. And you need to put in the walls that are necessary and that the county is talking about. Now, I don't know if you know it, but they recommended denial on this. And I wholeheartedly support that at this point. Unless you're going to come up with something to mediate these problems with the waivers that you want. And if you put a wall up there, you're going to be better off security-wise than you would with a chain link fence. So it just doesn't fly. And it looks terrible. You may think it's nice, it's your property and you just want to put your cars on there, but it looks bad. And then you're telling us that you're not going to store anything on the dirt portion of that lot, and you already have stuff there.
So when you said I better put wall, you mean fence, yeah?
You need something.
Yeah, okay. I can do the fence,
well,
but
then,
I cannot cover the fence.
Okay.
Because I don't, you know, I don't want something happen behind the fence and next day I go there see somebody.
You wanted a waiver for development standards, the landscaping, you wanted a waiver on the buffering, the buffers to separate more intense zoning districts. You wanted waivers for eliminating the gate setback results for vehicle traffic queuing. I don't know how you get those vehicles in there, if they come by truck or you just drive them in there one by one or what.
Is it big gate?
Yeah, I know it's a big gate. But you're on a major
not
road.
Not any truck coming. Any big vehicle coming in that. And be honest with you, if after I get rid of all this car I have, probably it's going to be the empty land. And I was telling my kids, maybe someday you bought the other side and all yours. You know, because I'm tired of working it. And, you know, I'm
well,
tired.
Your use permit is for an outdoor storage space, so if that's your plans not do anything with the land, then that's a separate conversation. But for our business tonight, you're requesting use permit, the waivers of development standards, and the design review. I'm getting conflicting information, and I'm having a little bit of difficulty trying to figure out what the goal is long term for this property, which is fine. That's your property.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with you using the property for storage at all. I don't have any problem, but part of that is you need to bring it up to code. And, you know, fortunately, you have an empty lot here. It could be a lot worse. We get people who come in who have built, you know, a whole other house on their property, and it's against code. They haven't gotten a permit, and they have to stand here, and sometimes we have to tell them no because it's not up to code. You have a completely blank lot here that really puts a lot of power in your court. But it sounds like the board is not willing to support any of these requests tonight on your application. So I think you said that you just retired, so you may need to reevaluate what your plans are with this property. But as for tonight, if there's no further discussion, I think I've heard.
And about the landscaping, I be honest, I have very nice landscaping. I spent so much money to put all those palm trees. As a matter of fact, they cut some of that, they shave it today, but so, it's so beautiful. I don't know how big for, you know, landscaping I should do it.
Because we don't like to look at junk. And that's what you want to store on that property. You want outside storage. If you want an example of how you might solve your problem, if you go down this, go up the street, going west, there's the old fire station. And before you get to the commercial center on the corner, the county has an operation right there. And if you want to get an idea of what might get your plan going, is to take a look at what they did. The only thing they're missing is the landscaping. But you need to do something there. And that is a perfect example because they basically use that area for some storage and what have you. Not heavy duty, don't have big trucks running in and out of there all the time. It's rather minimal. So, and I don't see a lot of traffic in your area where you have your lot or that other lot next door to you. But if you want to get, like I said, if you want to get an example of how you might get this thing to work, just go down the street and look and see what the county did.
But there is few dealers next to mine. But I don't know. They
next
say,
to yours is
I don't
a
know
if it's
county or city. I'm confused too because one of the big dealers right now just crossed the street from mine called Ariana. They park a lot of car in the side, you know, in the front, on the dirt, and nobody make a complaint, nobody say anything.
But across the street from
why,
your
mind. Why, you know, across, why not?
Excuse me, across the street from
on
where?
On the sidewalk, they park 20 trucks.
On Desmond?
On the dirt, you know, nobody from
in the
environment.
In the back, is that where you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but do you see what they have back there? They have it fenced off, and they have it screened off.
No, they park okay. Right on the...
No, they don't, sir. Sir, I live 3 blocks from where you're at.
Okay.
Okay? Well, so don't tell me what's there and what's not there, because I've never seen that.
Okay? I'm not here to argue with you guys whatever you think is right. I really appreciate okay. It, you know.
Does anybody else have anything else?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I do.
Oh, you don't? Okay. I make a motion to deny, follow staff's recommendations to deny the application in total. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, it's denied.
Thank you so much.
You go to the Board of County Commissioners on 318, but I really suggest you go down the street and look at what the county did or something similar.
Okay.
What you're doing. It's not cars,
all
but
right.
It's storage.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Item number 4, WS 250872. Arc? Oh, I lost on this one.
Arc of Texas?
LLC, waiver development standards to allow a second driveway in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.27 acres in an RS 5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone generally located north of Canterbury Court and west of Spencer Street within Paradise.
Chair and board member, my name is...
Start over. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, good evening. My name is Chiang Sito, 4276 Spring Mountain Road.
I'm going to need you to spell that for me, please. I'm sorry.
My name?
Please.
Chiying.
Last name
is Seto.
Thank you.
I'm here to represent the owner and applicant for the waiver development standard to allow for a second driveway where the uniform standard drawing 222 only allow for a single driveway per lot. This waiver is needed because as you can see on the plan that the layout of the house is a split garage. So in order to have access to a second garage, a second driveway is needed. The applicant had already submitted plans to the building department and also to Public Works for the off-site permit as well. Traffic had no issue with the second driveway, and the building plans has already been approved, and they already have building permits issue as well. So that's the background of the waiver. So I'm open to answer any questions that you might have.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on the item? Seeing that, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Do you happen to have a frontal view of this property from the street?
No, I don't have any of the architectural stuff, no.
It's just an empty lot right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's not built.
Yeah, I think they started construction because they already have the building permit. So it's just the off-site permit that's being held because of we need the waiver to be approved.
Gotcha.
I'm confused. I'm looking at it here. It appears to be a house now.
Oh, is there?
They started building it because they already have the building permit.
Yeah, it's built. When you built it, why didn't you just put it in when you built it?
What do you mean, for the driveway?
Yeah.
Well, they show it on their plans, but because the standard drawing only allowed for one driveway per lot, we had to apply for the waiver to get the second driveway approved.
But it doesn't affect the traffic or anything like that?
No, that's the animal course track.
If there's no other discussion, I will make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
You go to the Board of County Commissioners on March 8th.
Okay, thank you.
Item number 5, WS-250895, Rennick, Philip, Joseph, and Judy, waivers of development standards. For the following: 1, reduce parking lot landscaping; 2, modify buffering and screening; 3, modify residential adjacency standards; and 4, reduce driveway throat depth. Design review for a proposed manufacturing light facility on 0.53 acres in IP industrial zone within the airport environs AE60 overlay, generally located south of Patrick Lane and east of Annie Oakley Drive within Paradise.
I'm here on behalf of the applicant. The property is a little bit narrow for the zone use, so most of what has driven the changes that we asked is the narrowness of the lot and also the fact that it's adjacent to this property here, which was built as a house, but the property owner has signed this document supporting. And their intention is to ask for permission to eventually move that. And so basically, we're asking to waive landscape requirements that are along here. And you can see that if we did install that landscaping and tree buffer, basically, we'd be able to build the front portion of the building. And then going down the back of the lot, we'd be able to build 20%, 30% of the rear building. So this is for a family-owned business. They're sign makers, and I went and talked to the neighbors, and the neighbors are actually happy with this. The property on the other side is already zoned industrial. It's regular metal building. You can see from the drawings that are here. There's different floor plan is on lot 2. And looking at the exterior elevations, it's surrounding. And so I think, in my opinion, entirely appropriate for industrial zone. Elevations, and you can see the sizes in relation to the adjacent building. In compromising with staff, we originally had shown asphalt striped area on either side of the front driveway, but they eventually convinced us to add landscaping on this side, so you'll see more landscaping than we're looking from the street. The main issue here is that given the width of the lot, there's no way to turn around a large truck within the lot, and the lot is predetermined on the lot itself. So if it was just a little bit wider, we could put all kinds of things and be able to turn around a big truck, but given that the lot's simply not that wide, there's no way to make it work. And so you can see we have access for persons with disabilities on the right hand side, walking through that striped area. And there's a dumpster that's fairly close to the street area, and probably room for a trash truck to take a 3-point turn, turn and get back out without backing into the street. The client doesn't really anticipate that they'll be doing much business with these kind of large trucks. It's just a requirement in the regulations that we're talking about. And their vehicle, they're just working on a pickup truck right now. They'll probably go to a larger vehicle that won't be like an 18-wheeler or something like that. It's a regular business day, 5-day-a-week type business. So I think it should be pretty much what you would expect if you went through all the analysis of all the various options on the lot. That's all I have to say.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. The whole hang-up with staff on this seems to be the waiver of development standards 1, which is the landscaping. And they said that they feel that there is enough room for the islands and still not affect the parking.
So the two islands or fingers or peninsulas, if you want to call it that, are this one and that one. Mm-hmm. And this was added after staff made those remarks. So that's how this got added. I believe. I haven't actually seen the staff's recommendations at all, so you can tell me.
Okay.
But this was imposed on us by staff at the last, and it was strike on both sides. The reason why we felt strike on both sides was a net benefit is because it makes it easier for larger trucks, not the size that we're in relation to looking for, but just like a panel truck to turn around. But at their insistence, we have this landscape area here. And some of the things that they're having issue with, like throat depth, is really very interpretive. So if you're talking about the throat depth on the right-hand side, that's because they assume that the hatched asphalt area is possible for somebody to be in. So when you're turning in the driveway, they're treating that as though it's a throat depth area. But the reason why we marked it as we have is so that someone won't park there. And we are in compliance with the parking regulations.
So you are intending on putting the peninsulas in the parking lot?
So we're treating this as 1 and this as 2.
I don't think that's kind of, does that seem to make sense for...
There's only 6 spaces.
So by them doing that, is that...
I can't see it from this area.
Steve, you have one right in front of you?
Oh, right there, sorry. Still, they got Escape Island.
Yeah, that would probably much do it.
I mean, that's hard way to say. If it wasn't there, you didn't have Landscape Island.
Right. So, I guess you don't, you're no longer asking for the waiver of development standards number one, I guess?
Well, again, this is interpretive, so.
Okay.
I don't want to change our request when they're saying that.
Because they're recommending approval for everything except for one, but it sounds like you've remediated one, at least to my satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Would we just add a condition that needs to remain as part of the design moving forward?
I have a couple of concerns. Is this all corrugated?
Yes.
All corrugated, okay.
Yeah, our drawings are coordinated.
What kind of, are the buildings all connected?
Yeah, it's really one building, it's just compartmentalized.
Oh, okay. And what kind of signs are they going to make?
Right now, I met this gentleman through making a sign on an office building at the...
So they're very large signs?
Well, the sign that he made was about 3 feet high and about 12 feet long. Is that large?
Okay. So that's pretty big. So the throat depth is kind of important if you're going to drive a truck in there, because you're going to have to drive a truck in there to fit something like that. You can't put it in my flex wagon.
Got that. Yeah.
And put it on the side of a building. I guess.
So, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I think what they're doing will fit on a panel truck easily. It just won't fit on 18.
Well, that's the only sign he's seen so far.
So, yeah.
Anyhow, okay.
So if we if we were to approve it, let's say.
So it sounds like he doesn't need the first waiver, but you're hesitant to withdraw the first waiver.
Yeah, I guess what I'd ask the board is if you're willing to entertain. Recommended as shown. Has this been to the staff? Yeah, it was sent to the staff a while ago. I have to apologize because I didn't know the person on the staff who was doing the city's office. But as far as I know, we had not gotten a staff recommendation. We knew they weren't going to support, but we thought that they were just going to give us a soft non-support letter.
It seems to fit the bill if they do that.
Yeah, it's up to you if I'm going to approve the waiver as is, but you can maybe ask for staff up to your recommendation prior to the ACC meeting.
Yeah, I would like to see something reflecting their addition moving forward, conditional to the waiver approval.
Okay. I have a question about this landscaping where the by the handicap spot, are you putting a tree here, or is that still going to be no tree at this end?
There's no tree there.
Okay, so
then it doesn't meet.
That doesn't meet. I thought you had a DJ.
Oh, okay, hang on a second. Let me look at that and see.
Or that had an extra walkway, would be a landscape island there with a tree at the end.
Yeah, I know.
And that doesn't meet the code, so we still use the other.
Okay.
Just looking at
that.
So it needs a tree?
Yeah.
So it needs a tree.
Yeah. So you have the peninsula, you just don't have the tree?
Right. Well, there's a peninsula on the tree.
Right.
What Steve was asking is over by the handicap parking space, if that was intended to be a landscape.
Okay.
And the one on the other end does not count.
You need a tree at that far south end. Because it's every six spaces and on each end for this part, you need a tree. So he's got the handicap spot there with the pedestrian walkway. That would be a tree at that end.
Right.
And, but since he's like basically he's one tree short of being conformed to the code.
Well, I think the accommodation of our handicapped and ADA citizens is more important than the city. I think the design reflects the intent, and I am supportive of the waiver as long as this is the design that's moving forward.
That's our intention.
Is my 2 cents, Chair.
So when you make a motion, just make sure your motion reflects that the design that's presented to the town board must be submitted for
final.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any other discussion?
Okay. I will try to make a motion.
Okay, Chair, I would like to make a motion to approve waivers of development standards 1, 2, 3, and 4 with the condition that the landscape plan that is moving forward is reflected to what was presented at tonight's meeting. And I'd also move to approve the design review.
For subject to preliminary staff motion.
Do you have, did you have all that?
Yes.
Okay.
That works. We good, Blanca?
Yes.
Okay.
So you've heard the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
2-1.
2-1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 6 was held till March 31st. Let me get 7.
Thank you.
Item number 7, ZC 260035, Gypsy LLC, zone change to reclassify 0.25 acres from an RS 3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone to a CG commercial zone generally located north of Naples Drive and west of Paradise Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Mayor and Perry, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here today representing the applicant. And we've been here a few times before on the projects on this corner. Just as a reminder, my client owns the Gypsy Club that's right here, as well as the Piranha Club that's right here. And he has been aware of parking issues in the area for quite some time, and over the last probably 10 or 15 years, as clubs become available and as property becomes available, he's been purchasing the property to the west so that he can go ahead and expand that parking area. Most recently, he was able to, well, it actually is already put in here, we have this expansion to the parking lot already, and he was able to secure this piece over here, and last time I was here before you, we went ahead and changed the zoning from residential to commercial so that we would have fewer residential adjacency issues, and we agreed that if staff wanted you to de-restrict this from residential. No one's asked us to do this yet, but we still would. He was able to purchase this piece right here, and so the first thing that we need to do is change that zoning from residential to be conforming with the rest of the property so that it can be CG. Then we can go ahead and finish our map that will make that a single lot. The next proposed plan is to basically repeat what's right here onto this, flipped over, to maximize as much parking as possible in this area. As you are probably aware, there's really not. This is the only approved parking lot. And they currently lease this from the airport on weekends so that they can have additional parking. There have been some better pedestrian improvements right here, but really what they need is to be able to make real parking improvements here. And it costs money, and he saves it up. He brings it forward and constructs it. And so that is the application here today. I have a, let's see. I know you guys have a site plan, but if there are specific questions, the application is actually for both parcels because one item that was discovered since the original construction is that there's a little, currently a small coming wall in the front that really could use some additional security for patrons while they're getting their IDs checked. So the idea is this currently, I believe it's 2.5 feet, will become 3.5 feet of coning wall, and there'll be some wrought iron on top of it just to provide a little bit more security within that entryway. So that is a waiver. You maybe remember that we sort of switched the front yard around here so it has a Paradise address so that it could retain its previous address, 4605 Paradise. But this is still considered the front, so it needs the setback for putting a taller fence within the front setback. So that's part of the request here today. And I will say this is definitely prepared to maximize parking. It does mirror in a lot of ways the improvements that were there before, which is not a whole lot of landscaping, so that we can have a lot of parking. There will be an 8-foot wall along here. My clients tell me they haven't had issues or complaints from the neighbors who currently live there, and I think most of them know that if everyone stays friends, my client will probably eventually buy their property, so they've all stayed pretty friendly in the area. If you have any specific questions, I'm happy to answer them, but respectfully request your approval of the application to up the parking.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on the item? And seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
We're just hearing 7 right now, correct? Hmm? Are we hearing 7 and 8 right now, or is it just...
I didn't read 8 into it, but I can.
Well, I don't have an issue if we want to... If there's any discussion on 7 for the zone change, I don't know. Renee, do you have anything for 7?
No.
Okay. In case I'll make a motion to approve item number 7. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Subject to staff's preliminary conditions. Item number 8, WS260036 Gypsy LLC, waiver development standards for the following: 1. Reduce street landscaping. 2. Reduce parking lot landscaping. 3. Reduce, eliminate buffering and screening. 4. Increase fence height. 5. Increase parking. 6. Eliminate parking turnaround. 7. Modify residential adjacency standards. And 8. Allow attached sidewalk. Design review for proposed parking lot expansion and modifications to an existing restaurant and related services established on a portion of 1.17 acres in a CG commercial general zone within the airport environs AE 65 overlay, generally located north of Naples Drive and west of Paradise Road within Paradise.
We're in Paradise, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, ditto.
I think you've already touched on it. I'll close it. Anybody in the public have anything? No? Close the public, open it to the board, and does anybody have anything? Okay. I'll make a motion to approve item number 8. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that one. I'm going to do this a lot. All right, let's see. Moving on. General business.
No general business. I probably should read an announcement. We started the meeting just really quickly. We have our next spring job here coming up. It is scheduled for Friday the 13th, March 13th. So if you know anybody that is interested, I can send you an email on the flyer. We are promoting it heavily on social media. We've got some great plots being purchased here shortly, and we've got most options just going out shortly, and we're just promoting it like crazy. So feel free to push it on your social media platforms. We've got personal ones.
Real quick, did you say March 13th?
March 13th.
And what? I just need the times in there.
It is from 10 to 3 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Friday the 13th. All right, item number 7, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda items. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. And I don't believe anybody here. Okay. The next meeting is March 10th, 2026. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Do I have a motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.